Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first quarter and fiscal 2014 results conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. If any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, February 11th, 2014. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Winship, President and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Winship.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everyone. During this conference call, we will be discussing the sale of the Copperwood project and our financial and operational results for the first quarter ended December 31st, 2013. These results were released on February 7th and are available on our website on SEDAR. Our presentation is available on the front page of our website at www.arvana.com under the quick links entitled Q1 2014 presentation. We ask you and take a moment to read it in its entirety. I would like to welcome on the call with me today Daniela Dimitrov, our Chief Financial Officer, who will be providing a summary of our financial results, and Jim Jocks, our Chief Operating Officer, who will be providing updates on our operational performance. I'm actually calling in from the mountains of northern Spain today, and although we've been busy on the Copperwood divestitures in the last few months, our Arvana management team is focused on operational performance in these challenging market conditions. And we believe in close interactions to support the sites, and hence my presence at EVBC today. Once we've completed our presentation, we'll welcome any questions that you have, and the operator will explain how you may participate. Note that this call is being recorded and will be made available on our website for replay. If you could please turn to slide 3 of the presentation. Now we're going to start by reviewing the sale of the Copperwood project that we announced this morning. We are pleased that Highland Copper will acquire for $25 million the Copperwood Copper project located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Arvana will receive $20 million in cash on closing and an additional consideration of $5 million of cash or shares as follows. US $125 million upon the earliest of either commercial production or 36 months after closing, and another $1.25 million on the first anniversary of such payment. Consideration of up to US 25, following commercial production, copper is reaching $4.25 per pound and $4.50 per pound, respectively, within a certain period for commercial production. Arvana has been focused in the last 18 months on the repayment of debt from operating cash flow, and this sale continues to strengthen our balance sheet. We'll use the proceeds from the sale to repay $2.7 million in short-term and for general working capital purposes. We believe that strategically this divestitures will allow us to focus on our organic growth opportunities at our existing operations and in the surrounding areas, as well as considering other growth opportunities that may allow us to better leverage our existing operations. We believe that the acquisition of the Copperwood project is actually a better strategic fit for Highland, together with its previously announced acquisition of the White Pine project and its existing Keweenaw projects. Certainly, we believe that Copperwood will be a good mine. We're pleased to have had communities of the Upper Peninsula and to have been involved in the permitting and project development to date. However, we want to focus our exploration and production growth in and around our mines and within the geographic regions of Europe and South America. The acquisition of Copperwood is conditional upon Highland Copper completing financing to fund the acquisition and regulatory approvals. I'd now like to turn back to our first quarter results for the fiscal year 2014. Direct your attention to slide 4, please. During the first quarter of fiscal year 2014, our total gold production was 18,900 ounces. We had adjusted EBITDA of $10.9 million and adjusted earnings per share of 1 cent per share. Total net debt for Arvinia was reduced to $39 million. And our operating cash flow for the quarter was $3.75 million. Our all-in sustaining costs were $1,050 per ounce. We made significant progress towards hoist repairs and upgrades at our Buenos mine in Spain. That concludes our highlights, and I'd like to turn the call over to Jim now, who will give more of an operational update.
Thank you, Michael. Moving on to our EVBC operations on slide five, production at EVBC for the first quarter was just below 14,000 ounces of gold, a slight increase over the same period in fiscal year 2013, and approximately 1.3 million pounds of copper, down 7% when compared to the same period in fiscal year 2013. The lower-than-expected gold head grade was a result of greater volume of skarns being mined at the Bonais mine and lower tonnage mined from higher-grade areas of the Carlos mine. During the first quarter, we made significant progress on recovering a previously caved area in the higher-grade San Martin zone at the Bonais mine. We expect this work to be complete in the second quarter, ensuring ground stability and providing access to ore from nearby stopes with higher grade. These geotechnical conditions were encountered in Q3 2013. The alternative hauling production schedule, which was put into place in response to the hoist incidents at Bonais mine, continues to operate with success, although certainly has posed challenges in terms of ramp activity and advancing longer-term projects. There has been good progress on the hoist recovery and the steel shaft reconstruction, nearing completion and installation of the new hoisting controls in the commissioning phase now. We have taken the opportunity of this forced hiatus to make changes to the ore handling and crusher system. We expect that the hoist recovery enhancements will be complete before the end of the second quarter. Total cash operating costs were $884 per ounce of gold sold, an increase of 4% over the same period in fiscal year 2013, and total all-in sustaining costs were $1,116 per ounce of gold sold in the first quarter, down 22% over the same period in fiscal year 2013. Moving to the Don Mario update on slide six, in the first quarter, the Don Mario mine produced nearly 4,900 ounces of gold, an increase of 28% over the same period in the fiscal year 2013, and 3.5 million pounds of copper, up 16% over the same period in fiscal year 2013. Gold production increased 10%, and copper production increased 32% over the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2013. The increase in production during the first quarter was due in the mining of higher percent of sulfide ore, resulting in increased copper recoveries and increased head grade. Evaluation and testing of certain reagents, which may allow for the processing of oxides ores through the flotation-only process, continues through the first quarter. The full mill test results have provided some encouraging preliminary results, but further analysis and engineering is required. The implementation of a gravity gold circuit, which is expected to increase gold recoveries up to as much as 60 to 65%, remains on target for completion in the second quarter of fiscal year 2014. Cash operating costs co-product were $761 per ounce of gold, or 32% lower, and $2.18 per pound of copper, or 6% higher. Total all-in sustaining costs co-product were $874 per ounce of gold, or 32% lower, and $2.46 per pound of copper, or 6% higher compared to the first quarter of fiscal 2013. Cost savings initiatives continue to be a priority at the Don Mario mine, and during the first quarter, personnel were reduced 12%. I will now turn the call over to Daniela, who will provide a summary of the financial results.
Thank you, Jim. I refer you to slide 7. Our unrestricted cash balance at December 31 was $9.5 million. We continued to strengthen our balance sheet during the first quarter of fiscal 2014. Our total debt, net of cash and cash equivalents, stood at $39.5 million at December 31st. There was no change in our short-term debt balances, with our short-term debt balance in Bolivia remaining at $10 million at December 31st, and our short-term debt to our majority shareholder remaining at $2.7 million at December 31st. Our long-term debt balance continues to decline. Our principal balance is at $37 million, with the upcoming principal payment that has been in escrow with our lender since December 31st. We continue to have a very attractive enterprise value to EBITDA multiple at just over 2, compared to an industry range between 4 and 12 times. I now refer you to slide 8. Revenue for the first quarter was just over $35 million, in line with revenue for the first quarter of fiscal 2013. Higher sales in this quarter were offset by lower average realized metals prices compared to the same period a year ago. Adjusted EBITDA for the quarter was just under $11 million, and operating cash flow was $3.8 million. The only adjustments in the quarter to net income and to EPS, resulting in the reported adjusted net income and adjusted EPS numbers, was a mark-to-market revaluation of the of our hedge book, which is a non-cash adjustment. This resulted in a 6.9 after-tax non-cash gain recognized in income in the quarter. I now refer you to slide 9. As I previously noted, we reduced our total net debt to $39.5 million. We continued to invest in our business during the quarter. Our capital expenditures were over $3 million, including progressing our hoist recovery and upgrades, the gold gravity circuit project in Bolivia, primary development at the EVBC mines, and tailings dam raises being completed at both the EVBC and UMZ operations. We also increased our restricted cash balance by $1 million in the quarter by continuing to remain one quarter ahead in our long-term debt repayments and as a result of our quarterly long-term debt principal payments increasing to $4 million per quarter for the next three quarters. This resulted in negative free cash flow during the quarter that reduced our ending cash balance at December 31st to below $10 million compared to our September 30 cash balance. I will now turn the call back to Michael.
Well, thanks very much, Daniela. If we move to slide 10 on the presentation, Ravenna has excellent opportunities for organic growth in and around our operating mines in Spain and Bolivia. During the first quarter of fiscal year 2014, we reviewed exploration and drilling targets, we advanced permits, and an exploration drilling plan was finalized. We've also been drilling to depth at the Carles mine. In Spain, we plan to spend approximately $2 million on our drilling plan this year. We have multiple zones that are open to depth and a number of satellite targets in range of our processing plant. Today, I actually received an exploration update at the mine and as well met with government officials in the region to discuss our plans. In Bolivia, we have two very prospective gold belts where Arvana has produced from in the past, and we plan to spend just under $1 million targeting these areas with our drilling plan in 2014. We'll continue to focus on value through cost control and management of margins. We certainly see opportunity to expand our gold resources. We are pleased to have entered a sales purchase agreement with the Highland Company. However, our key focus at Arvana will be to remain on operational excellence and generating free cash flow. At this time, we'd now open the line for any questions you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You'll hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question's been answered and you'd like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by 3. using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. One moment, please, for the first question. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to register for a question, press the 1-4. Okay, and our first question comes to the line of Jim Peroni with RE/MAX. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Danielle and Jim and Michael. Congratulations on the unlocking that value at Copperwood for shareholders. I just want to ask you a question about EVBC. Maybe, Jim, you could take this on the grade variability going forward. I just wonder, you've got a forecast of 80 to 93,000 ounces. I think that's company-wide for this year. And I just want to know where the ore is coming from and what kind of grade you expect going forward.
We do anticipate better grade going forward. We did actually have in the first quarter a lower grade forecast, understanding some of the issues that we had at San Martin. But we do anticipate better grade going forward, both in Carles and in the Bonais mines.
Okay.
If I could, Jim, I'd also add that we had a strong performance in Bolivia at the Don Mario mine, where we've been exceeding our plans in terms of gold production, and certainly that'll be facilitated with the new gravity circuit that's just coming on.
Okay, great. Maybe I could just follow on with a question about those gravity circuits. What does it mean in terms of ounces and costs? Can you give us sort of a flavor of what that, I understand you got the improved recovery, so that should lead to some more ounces at better cost?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, we anticipate lower costs associated with the gravity gold circuit. The capital costs associated with it relatively low, and there won't be any additional operating costs associated with it. So the recoveries really go right to the lower costs.
Okay. Thank you. And then just one final question. Can you just give us a flavor of kind of the exploration target you're looking at and, you know, what the timing is for some of the drilling on EVBC and on the UMZ?
Sure. So here at EVBC, as I may have mentioned, we have been active stepping out to depth at our Carles mine. We have two zones that are open there, and we did some development to set up some drill platforms. And again, on a success-based program, we'll continue to step out our resources to depth. We've been doing some ongoing exploration and delineation in the Buenas mine, and that will be continuing for the year. And certainly we'd hope, much like last year, to replace the reserves that are mined and add additional resource ounces. We also have a number of satellite properties, and there we've been advancing the permits, and we've got drill programs set up around those sites. I guess for competitive purposes, I won't mention the names of those particular areas, but we have four areas planning to focus on in the region, again, within trucking distance of Buenas mine.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks very much. I'll turn it over to the rest of the listeners.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to register for a phone question, press the 1 followed by the 4. Okay, and there are no further questions at this time.
Okay. We'll just sit tight for maybe in case anybody puts in a comment. Okay, well, if there are no further questions, I'd just like to thank my team at Orvana for the work and preparation of this quarter and the results we achieved, and particularly advancing the Copperwood project took quite a big effort from all of our small staff, so thanks to our group, and we thank our shareholders and analysts who are calling in, and we certainly believe we're moving forward Orvana Minerals to a new stage in its history. So thank you all. Goodbye.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your line.